the I don't have time excuse. Now, I don't say that lightly because I know you can be real busy and things can stack and it can seem impossible, but let's attack this one. This is Chris with Iron Hero CrossFit and welcome to the Iron Hero Fitcast. So, are you buying your own excuse, the I don't have time excuse? Let's break this up a little bit. So, number one, this may not be the real issue, and it probably isn't. I cannot tell you, how many times I've heard the phrase, I just don't have time. And I've even said that stuff before, because sometimes it just really seems that way. You could be neck deep in something, and a few hours pass, and then it's almost time to go do the next thing, and you missed all kinds of things. So there's two issues here, though. First, unless you've done a time audit or a time budget or whatever you want to call it for yourself and your time, you probably do have a little time somewhere. You're probably wasting it somewhere. Second, don't get yourself thinking that you need a solid 2 hours to get enough done to see results, enough workout to see results. That's not the case. So here's your homework on this one. Number one, do an hour by hour time audit, maybe even 30 minutes at a time. Now, admittedly, this is a giant pain in the butt, and you can move from one task to the next and forget to even change what you're doing, writing it down. But do your very best. You can go back retroactively and make adjustments, but do your very best. And what you'll find is that you probably have time. And while it may not be 2 hours, it might be 30 minutes. It might be 15 minutes. Hey, it might even be 10 minutes. And if you move well and you bring the intensity and you're consistent with it, that's plenty to get something out of it. Second, reframe things for yourself. Now, stop for a second and ask yourself a couple of questions. I mean, really ask yourself these questions. What is the real issue at play? Is it an overwhelm thing? Is it uncertainty? Do you feel like you lack structure or the know-how to do some of these workouts or some of these movements and to make them effective? I mean, it could be a time thing, but chances are it's probably one of those. Once you have your time audit complete, you will likely see that you do, in fact, have time somewhere. And again, maybe it's 10 minutes. And 10 minutes, believe you me, 10 minutes is plenty. What's the real issue then? My guess is it's something like overwhelm. Maybe you search on the internet for the best at-home workout if I have 20 minutes, or what is the best weight loss thing to do. There's a lot of information out there, and a lot of it is decent, and some of it is not so much, but the thing that they all have in common is being consistent with yourself. So homework number two, set yourself a schedule. With your time audit, you will likely find that there's spots in your day and in your week that you can allocate 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, even 30 minutes to. Set yourself a schedule, what days, what times, and just do. Just do. Just go and do it. Don't think about it too hard. On to the next one. Number three, tactics to quote-unquote make time. Now, it's not really a making time thing. It's a prioritization thing. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that prioritizing is something that I struggle with tremendously. And so I take a couple of these strategies and I try to use them for myself. And admittedly, also, some of this time that I allocate for myself is very early in the morning, even on days where I don't have to be up early in the morning. Sundays, for example, I usually get up anywhere from 4 o'clock to 4:30 in the morning and I work till my family's up. And then the rest of the day is my family time. Yes, that impedes my maybe staying up the night before. And, you know, but it's worth it because I know that I did something productive for the day, and you can just as easily fill that with workout. But at the same time, when it's time to focus on my family, I can focus on my family. So some strategies. Number one, time blocking. Now, while this is not a 100% effective tool, it can drastically improve your consistency for yourself. And so schedule a 30-minute meeting, quote-unquote. Throw it into your schedule. If other people have access to your schedule, throw it in there and say, hey, this is a standalone, consistent, do not make an appointment over this type of meeting. Another strategy, habit stacking. You already take meetings. You may already take walks. You probably watch TV or stream your favorite shows, or if you have kids, they might be doing, you know, soccer or baseball or basketball. You already have these things. Well, what if you did something physically active there? So while you're watching TV, what if you stretched a little bit? What if you did some squats or some push-ups every time that you walked to the kitchen? What if while your kid plays soccer, you did a little mini workout, a little 10, 15-minute workout, and frankly, who cares what anybody else thinks and rolls their eyes at you and thinks, what the heck are you doing? That's for you. That's not for them. Another strategy, your morning routine. You already have a morning routine, and that is going to be what it is. Now, you could get up 10, 15, 20 minutes earlier and do something quick. Again, you don't need a solid 2 hours to get a real good quality workout in. So, homework number three, pick one of these things and go. Don't wait for perfect. Good enough is good enough. Consistency matters more than perfect. So, pick one of these things and go. You could do multiple, but pick at least one. Number four, coaching. I think people underestimate the value of coaching. This could be a mentor. This could be a personal trainer. This could be a CrossFit coach. I'm biased about the last two because we have some amazing ones. But think about it. What can a coach or a trainer do for you? They can simplify the process and help you create structure. Anybody who's been to therapy knows that when you're in the middle of it, that's the forest from the trees, right? In the middle of it, it's hard to see some of the big picture things when you're stuck in the details. So what if the trainer or the coach simplified the process for you and helped you create some structure based on what they see, because they're not in your schedule every single day. And they'll probably ask you the appropriate questions to get you there. The trainer or the coach can create accountability for you, because if you know that you're doing a weight or a some sort of in-body or body composition test, or you know you're going to see them in a couple of days when you're eating and when you're you know, going out and having a drink, there's accountability there in that, okay, I have to face this person, and either I'm going to lie about it, which the in-body and body composition testing will find, or I'll explain to him like, yeah, I just didn't do it. They can work your lifestyle into the mix, since everybody, and I mean everybody, has life challenges, has challenges that they deal with. And it's what makes this a thing. So your homework number four, and I really want you to do this, email me at chris@ironherocrossfit.com and tell me what your plan is. So if we go back to your four pieces of homework, one, what days and times did you find that you're available to do some sort of exercise based on your time audit? Number two, what's your workout schedule with that information? What are you going to block out that is inaccessible to anybody? Period. End of story. Number three, what is your tactic to make time, if nothing else? Quote unquote, make time, if nothing else. Is it getting up early? Is it habit stacking, something you're already doing? What is it? Number four, what is your workout plan? What is the thing that you're going to do? Again, that's good enough, that's not necessarily perfect, but that's good enough that you can execute on, that you will execute on, and consistently execute on. If you want us to help you build out a plan, you can also reach out to me at the same email, and we can set up a time and have a chat and figure out where to go from there. Otherwise, get to doing your homework, and I wish you the best.